On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori. That's right. You know who it is. You click the button. You know where you are. You know what you're doing. I hope. Or just stop now if you clicked wrong and make another choice. Make another selection. But if you hear the Smiths, you know you clicked the right place. Okay. What is Donald Trump? We're going to start right off. Listen, man, it's going to probably be like this every week for years. Yeah, I want off this planet too, but until that happens, and who knows if and when it will, really, with, you know, people with the codes for being going to restaurants and their name is Rick, and I don't know, pictures are taken, things happen. That administration is, they're pretty dumb, I think. They're basically really dumb. They don't know what they're doing, and that's fun for the media and the late night comedy shows. And of course, me and whoever else is doing podcasts, which is probably thousands of people. Never mind social media. I mean, it's endless. When I do go on social media, there's just a barrage of information. Half of it's probably fake. I don't, you know, who knows now? I don't know. If it's entertaining, people read it. Isn't that what it is? Clickbait, whatever. People are going to read it. And then they spread it around. Like, it's called a rumor. But you really have to dig deep, and I tell you this every week, to find out what's happening. What's the truth? But there's so much negativity on the Facebook that I have to weed through. Sometimes I have to hide some of these pages I follow for a while because it's just bam, 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 bam. Every few minutes there's a news story at least once an hour. It's overwhelming. And I have continued to, I did lose another friend over this, and that's fine because you know what? I did it on purpose. I torment these people that have voted for Trump. The ones that are left on my page, most of them are gone. I really kicked them off or they left on their own. But there's still some stragglers. I don't know why, but you know who you are if you even listen, and you do. However, yeah, I did. And you know what? Sometimes they don't just delete you. Although sometimes they do, but sometimes they block you. They really have to give you that extra, like, I don't want to see you around here. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Or something like that. And first I get a nasty message or text in response to my logical Trump sucks text and you're responsible. Own it. They don't like that. People don't like this finger pointing. And you know what? Good. I'm glad. I get them all fired up and they're all mad and fingers are shaking to delete me and bing, it's done. Good, man. I got under your skin. And if you think I'm the only one that's going to do that, I doubt it. You're the one that better go hide your head, man. Not me. I have nothing to apologize for. I didn't put him there. Okay? Thank you. Now, Donald Trump. way off. I was talking to my dad. My dad had something really interesting to say. My dad's doing great, by the way. I know a lot of you have asked. He's doing good. His leg is good. All that stuff. Bronchitis is better. You know, whatever. It's getting personal here, but whatever. Let me just say, when I talk to my dad about Donald Trump or topical things, I like to do that. And, all right, first of all, he said Donald Trump does not realize that he's the new Irwin Corey. And I did have to go Google Irwin Corey, IRWINCOREY. He's a guy, he just died, he was like 94 years old, or 104, or 1004, I don't know, some guy. So you like Wikipedia him, find out Irwin Corey. And that's, my dad said, that's who Donald Trump is now. And he doesn't know it, but that's who he is. Awesome. Also, Michael Flynn is a nutcase. So, yeah, he's gone now. But, you know, he's a nutcase. His son is a nutcase. And this is what my dad also said. My dad knows this stuff. He reads a lot. He knows people. Okay, so just trust me there. That's a good thing that they're gone. Also, trending on Facebook, which is where a lot of news comes from, and you may laugh at it, but it's still true. All Facebook does is pull it from somewhere else and throw it on their trending. About Geraldo Rivera, for example, absolutely true. Absolutely true. The guy left Yale. He quit his voluntary position there because they renamed a building that was named after a white supremacist-type slaveholder years ago. So they wanted to rename it because, you know, times are changing. And you got to change with them, right? I mean, I don't know why it was named for that guy anyway. I guess he did some good stuff. Whatever. Doesn't change who he is. And you know what? We're just not going to stand for that anymore. It's redonkulous. So my dad hadn't heard about that. So I just said, hey, Dad, Geraldo Rivera left Yale because of that. So he said, oh, well, at least that was accomplished. So we know how my dad feels about him. Yeah, you like that music? Hate it. Don't like it. There's nothing to like about it. It's awful. You hearing it? No. Stop listening to that. It's just a turn off. And turn off is what I'm going to do. Okay. Anyway, I had a question. I want to know if men ever wet their pants from laughing. I'm serious. I'm very serious. I didn't even like Google it or look it up online or anything. And I'm talking out loud, so you can't even answer me. So obviously I will have to do this. But I haven't done it yet because it just occurred to me. I was thinking that, you know, like women, you're always teased like, oh, you wet your pants from laughing because the anatomy is different. So I'm wondering if men ever can control it or what's going on if they can't. I think they can, but I'm not really sure. Did you know that the core of the earth is hotter than the surface of the sun? I learned that at an astronomy class. That's right, I went to an astronomy meeting and sat around with some people, close to my age, some younger. Maybe a couple older, not a lot. It's an adult evening class. They meet once a month and they talk about the moon. So what do you think about that? No, they don't just talk about the moon. There's planets and space and things. Okay. So I did get that little bit of information. I also heard, it was Mars night. So I heard that Ron Howard did a documentary type film on Mars, which I am dying to check out because I love anything Ron Howard. He's really so good. I love Backdraft. That was good. That was like fires. And I didn't know there was a Backdraft. I wonder if that's like an undertow, like in the ocean, because something like pulls under and pulls you under and then you're gone in the waves sometimes if you're not lucky. But then there's like that Backdraft. It's a wind of some type that happens with flame. You know what? Fire needs oxygen to even operate. Okay? So if there's a lot of oxygen, there's going to be a lot of flames. That's how you put out candles. You just, you know, cup the thing sometimes, what they do, and no oxygen. I mean, come on, that's third grade science. You have to know that. If you don't, I mean, I'm embarrassed for you. But yeah, astronomy class. Usually people that are into science, so some don't talk a lot. Some just watch and observe. Yeah, it's the kind of people you'd expect probably. Out of 30 people, roughly, maybe a couple more, one third were women, two thirds men. So there was still like 10 women, okay, that are interested. So please don't write off women. Yeah, it's more of a guy thing, math, science, but still, the women that were there were probably like super interested. Okay, because they're going against gender type. So therefore, they probably knew what they were doing more so. Yeah, that's Tori's pet peeves. I mean, I have a pet peeve probably every day, I think. I don't know. Probably. But as far as you know, I'm going to limit them to once a week. Okay? That's what's happening here. Okay, and this one's been bothering me for a decade, maybe. Not always. This is a relatively new pet peeve, okay? And it has to do with kettle chips. Kettle chips. They're potato chips, okay? But they're cooked in a kettle, I guess. That's their claim to fame. And they're super hard, okay? My idea of a potato chip is like Ruffles with ridges. Those things are kind of on the soft side, but there's a little bit to them. They're not like a plain potato chip that's really thin, like a Wise potato chip or whatever you call those. These, I like the ridges, okay? No sour cream, no onion, no, just, you know what? Plain ridge chips. Then you add your own dip. Kettle chips hurt my mouth. They're stabbing my mouth, okay? I don't like that. It's an uncomfortable experience to eat kettle chips. I don't know who the hell enjoys it. I don't know why they're made. It's usually the Cape Cod people. And I don't know what Cape Cod has to do with potato chips either. I do know that every time I drive to Cape Cod, every summer, I mean, I go more than once during the summer, obviously, and I smell garlic on Route 495 south. And it's right before when the highway turns to like zero, you know, those little mile markers, or when it gets to zero, start sniffing, okay? All right? It's north and south. Either way, right at the same spot. I finally found out what it was 2 years ago. It took me that long. I mean, this has been going on a long time. It's a crouton factory. Chatham or something, crouton factory, right in Wareham. They're making the garlic croutons. Amazing. I used to think it was a restaurant or a garlic field, perhaps. Never thought it was a crouton factory. And I've tried those Chatham croutons. They're the best. They're so good. And they don't stab my mouth. Even though it's a hard piece of bread, really, that you're chewing, like it's been toasted into a small, something like a dice. I don't know, you wouldn't chew on dice normally. But it's different than kettle chips. They go off in all different directions. They're jutting out. They're, when you break it, it stabs you. There's a little pointy part. Same thing with like Doritos or tortilla chips. Oh, tortilla chips. I love them, but they do not love me. I'm eating them. One breaks off. It stabs me in the gums. Then you know what? I got to gargle with that rinse. The rinse to disinfect your mouth to make everything better. Before you go to bed, if this happens to you people, here's your helpful hint. You just gargle, okay, with some special rinse that you can get from your dentist. They have it. It starts with an H or something. It's a chemical thing. Maybe you can get it over the counter too. I think Colgate makes one. Just rinse before you go to bed and you wake up in the morning. Your mouth should be clear of all its problems. All right? You're welcome. How's that sound? That sound good to you? Good. Hey, hey, hey. What's up, my friends? Okay, let's continue on. And I would like to mention weddings. All right, listen to me. Hear me out. I'm not talking about real weddings, okay? So get that right out of your mind. These are fake ones. And I'm not even talking about fake ones because I'm talking about movie weddings. Okay, so they're real in the movie, but they're not real. So thus we have a problem here. Just about every movie wedding I've watched, and I know you agree with me because you've watched them too. And what happens? What happens? Okay, they have the movie. The ceremony. I do. Everybody was happy, and they say goodbye to everybody. They run. They leave the church, and they get into a car, and everybody waves goodbye. Okay, and they're going. They're saying goodbye. Okay, they're going wherever they go. There's no wedding reception, okay? What is that about? It's like every stupid movie wedding. I'm so confused. I saw it in Working Girl the other day. I mean, I've seen it in just about every single movie. I don't know when there's a... Sometimes you do see a reception, like, honestly, The Deer Hunter, there's a big movie, there's a big reception, and The Godfather. I mean, these are giant, big Italian movies or something. I think that was Polish in Deer Hunter. But anyway, still, most of these TV weddings, movie weddings, they go right from the church till they leave. There's no reception of any kind at all. And if there is, they don't show it, but they don't even imply it. That's the problem. They get in their car and they wave, bye, everybody, see you, have a good time. And they're all in their wedding clothes, like she's still holding the bouquet. I don't understand this. This really doesn't compute to me, because that's how real life does not work that way. There's always a reception. And I almost put this under one of Tori's pet peeves. I almost did, except for the kettle chips. That was this week. Next week, I should have left it for next week, was the wedding reception thing. But you know what? I'm going to leave it as just a story on its own. And it's not really a pet peeve, even though it's just like an incredulous mistake. And I think they're just run out of time for these movies and they just want to eliminate it. But I don't think they're doing the right thing. Okay, let's jump right into something else. No music in the middle this time. No Malcolm in the middle. Just another topic. Right on top of the movie receptions. Wedding receptions. Movie wedding reception. Whatever. Okay, so I started thinking. You have identical twins, right? You've seen them. We know what they are. Girls, guys, whatever. I don't mean fraternal. I'm being very specific now. I'm talking about identical twins. No telling them apart. Okay, here's a real life situation. Okay, let's suppose. It's got to happen, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know of any myself, but maybe you do. If not, I mean, they got to make a movie about this or something. Okay, one of the twins is in a high security job. He needs like special clearance, okay? Pentagon stuff. I don't know. You know what I mean. Something very, you know, sensitive job. So, what if the other twin were to go in? How do they differentiate between the two twins? Say the other twin wanted to take the other one's place, either with his consent or without, or, you know, it was like one of those James Bond type things, or, I don't know, one of the movies where Harrison Ford's involved and they have to, you know, get the bank vault number. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's going to be a high drama, let's say. But, you know, movies aside, let's say this really happens. What do you do? Is it a retina scan? Is it are there fingerprints, something? I don't know. Would they test them every day when they came in, depending on how high security the job is? I mean, these are things I think about. This is Tori's mind at work, okay? I want to know. Things just pop in my brain and, you know, it's like NASA stuff, okay? What is the protocol there? I'd like to know for twins and security jobs. Can someone just please get back to me with that information? Thank you. Okay, so my daughter had to explain emojis to me. That's right, an emoji. Well, you know, people text you stuff, and sometimes on Facebook even, depending on what I'm using, handheld, laptop, I don't always see the emoji. Sometimes it's like this empty square box. I don't know. But you know, there's a little trick for you people. I'll give you another life hack. Here I go with my life hacks. I don't have life hack music, but whatever. Just copy and paste, okay, the little square box, stick it into Google search, and voila, go to images if it doesn't pop right up there, and you'll see. I've seen puking faces, which I didn't know what they were. A middle finger, I found out through the Google search. So just because it's a square empty box, people, you can still copy paste and search it. Huh, yeah, okay, you're welcome. But anyway, yeah, so emojis. I didn't know what something was, what it meant, and I thought I was pretty hip, and I still am, more than people my age. But yeah, I'm still sharing that little bit of embarrassing trivia with you. Okay, that's all. And moving right along, would like to mention can openers. Oh, man. You know what? Do you want electric ones or do you want handhelds? I have people griping about both, so I don't know. All I do know is there are cans out there because I have some cans, aluminum cans, thank you very much, that you flip top. They're flip top. Why aren't all cans flip tops? If they have the technology to make some of them flip top, Dole Pineapple example, why don't you make them all? Why am I screwing around with tuna cans if I can just go flip? You know, stop it. Stop it. There should be no more can openers. I mean, maybe we should have handheld ones, handheld, for emergencies when the power goes out or apocalyptic times. I don't know, okay? Maybe the electric ones go, it's annoying. When I hear a can opener, I'm like, what year is this? It doesn't make sense. You're right, I guess. They used to have them underneath. You could mount them underneath your cabinet to save space. I even think they called them space savers by Black & Decker. Okay. So they used to put them right in your face level. And now I don't even see those. Those are retro. So I don't know what's happening. If they still have the old-fashioned, you know, what do you call it? I don't know the brand names for these things. Because I haven't had an electric can opener in years. So I'm stuck with the little turny kind, which hurt my hands sometimes. I don't even like bothering open cans. If I have to open a can to eat, it's already a hardship. It's already way too much effort. You know, I used to have my mom say to me, oh, Victoria, I'll make you some tuna fish. Oh, thanks, Mom, because it involves opening a can. You know, and then you got to take the tuna out, put it into the bowl, add the mayonnaise, get a fork, mix it up. You know, and it's a chore. It's a chore. That's why people like fast food, because you go, you say, I want a sandwich. They hand you a sandwich. You pay dearly for it, of course. You're better off buying a can of tuna if you feel like struggling with the whole opening and mixing deal, which I guess is, you know, you pay for the convenience when you have a ready-made tuna sandwich. I don't even feel like I want to talk about tuna sandwiches, though. I don't know how we get started on this. I'm supposed to be talking about can openers, the pros and cons, the pros and cans. Okay. The throat is deep and the mouth is wide. I saw some things on the other side. Hey, you. So can we just get back to the haunting of Donald Trump? Just real quick. And it's not even so much Donald Trump. It's Ivanka. Okay. Somebody else jumped ship on the Ivanka Trump train. We have, up to now? Kmart, Nordstrom, Sears, and now Burlington Coat Factory. Maybe I'm leaving someone else out. I don't know what time it is right now. It's probably happening as we speak. So yeah, huge conflict of interest, crazy Kellyanne Conway, who looks like 10 miles of bad road, God bless her, every picture I see of her, I think it's my grandmother, and she isn't even alive. Yeah, I'm going to be mean too, Kellyanne, gotcha, got that? You're not even listening, you have way better things to do, like makeup news. So you can't advertise for things for your boss who's the president on a television interview. My God, does it really need to be said? You know, I just, you know, all I think is that Donald Trump and his whole group of clowns, they're just going to keep making things, Steve Bannon, as bad as possible. They're going to keep pushing that envelope, pushing until we're all in a frenzy. Okay? And I don't go along with it, man. just, you know, call your representatives. You know what? Elections are coming up next year, too. I mean, it sounds like so far away. And it is. It's far away. I don't even want to think about that. We're living in the now, people. The now. Okay, we're not living in the past. Donald Trump was elected. Okay, we have to deal with that. We can't go back and talk about anything before today. Let's talk about now and what's happening. We can talk about what's happened and how it's going to affect what's happening now. Okay, but there's no changing things that already happened. Okay, when people live in the past or try to change the past, worry about the past, that's a waste of effort. I don't think I should be needing to tell you that. Maybe you need a little cute graphic with trees and stuff on Facebook to tell you. And if you do, okay, go find one. They're everywhere. But yeah, you're sapping the joy out of today by worrying about yesterday and worrying about the future. Future hasn't happened yet. Don't give it any energy, man. Just don't. Stop it. Calm down. Just be in the right now moment, the now moment. Hey, speaking of the now, I saw a movie called Milton's Secret with Donald Sutherland. And it was one of those nice family movies, you know? It didn't have a Jesus preachy message or anything. And there were no car chases, no sex, no violence, no really. There's a little bullying, okay? But, you know, hey, check it out, I guess. If you just want a nice little movie, make you think about your life and, you know, maybe a little dysfunction. A lot of people have dysfunction, I've noticed. I think every family is dysfunctional. And I challenge you to find one that's not. And if you think they're not, that's even worse because they're probably hiding it so well. It's darker than you ever imagined, okay? So let's just accept that all families are dysfunctional. And that's the way it is, okay? And I got way off track, and I'm not getting back on track, except that I was talking about Nordstrom. Thank you. Hey there, there's something called the Dunstan baby language. Yeah, I was reading about that also. Apparently it originated in Australia, and this woman, she's been on Oprah, she's been doing the circuit, I mean a couple of years ago, this isn't brand new or anything, that when your baby cries, apparently he's making some kind of sound like meh, meh, or eh, or oh, oh. Whatever his little signal is the way he's sounding, you have to sound it out, listen for it, means it could be diaper change, could be I'm hungry, could be I'm uncomfortable. This is different, you know, a language, a baby language. Okay, now I don't know how to feel about this because when I looked it up, I found all these reviews of people who are like, yeah, it's great, yeah, it's great. And I can't tell if they're shills or not. I'm so confused. I know I had 4 kids. And I didn't have any baby language class or book or anything. I mean, that you talk about saving a minute or a few seconds of figuring out what it is. Are they hungry? No. Do they have poop in their pants? Oh, okay. I mean, how much trouble do you have to go through? So somehow I managed to do it without knowing this Dunstan Australian baby language. And I don't know what it is to make of this. I mean, is it just a money-making thing? They want to sell these new mothers anything they can. They're trying, oh, it's so helpful. You'd hear the editorials. I mean, not editorials, testimonials. Yeah. The testimonials for this. Oh, it's wonderful. It saved me so much time. Oh, it's life is a joy again. Now my baby's cries. I know what they mean. Yeah, you're a moron. You know what? How did people survive before 3 years ago then? You know what? I need an angle. I need a way to make money that people are just going to buy. Oh, yeah, I need this in my life. So, you know, it's like matches. It's like the flame. It's like fire. Oh, my God, they invented fire. Wow. It's absurd. Dunstan baby language. Oh, yeah, look it up. This is not fake news, people. And people, these little songs I play, you know, you might like some of the music. Here's how to find out what it is. I'm not going to name them all. They're not going to be on the podcast website. We're not going to talk about them. This is how you find out. There's a free app. Yeah, I'm going to push this free app because it's free. So I'm not really pushing it. It doesn't cost any money. It's called SoundHound. I've been using it for several years. And it's, you just turn and download it, turn play, hold it up to the thing. People used to do Shazam. I don't want your Shazam. I want my SoundHound. and hold it up, and it, within, you know, a couple seconds, it gives you what you're looking for, the name of any of these songs you might want to, you know, listen to yourself. And that's all. And that's all we have time for today, folks. And I will be back next week, bright and early on your Thursday, earlier than I'm even awake, because this is up before I'm awake, I'm pretty sure. And you have no idea when I do this. It's probably like 2 in the morning as far as you know. So, yeah, so stay tuned next week for more Donald Trump. If the world is still spinning on its axis, which it will be. So calm down. Remember to live in the now. All right, everybody. Peace.